Wiggly Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Wiggly Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Chicago theaters have been shut down from presenting live staged performances due to the COVID-19 pandemic. One popular Chicago theater company, Eclectic Full Contact Theater, has adapted to the situation by channeling their energy into writing and producing original audio dramas. Joining me now are two of the founding members of Eclectic Full Contact Theater, Andrew Pond, the artistic director, and Jessica Lauren Fisher, the resident casting director. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Now, while I'm very excited to share information about your new audio dramas, I'd love to first give the audience an understanding of what Eclectic Full Contact Theater's background is. Andrew, when did you first establish Eclectic Full Contact Theater?
We started the show, the theater. Wow. We started the theater company in 2011. Mm-hmm. Jessica, myself, and four of our friends got together. We had been having discussions separately about starting a theater company, and one day just decided in June of 2011 to sit down and figure out what that would actually entail. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and pulled it all together in 2011. Yeah. And went through the processes of all the paperwork and setting all that stuff up and fundraising. And then we opened our first show in 2012, in the fall of 2012.
Yeah.
Very nice. And what was the motivation for starting a new theater as opposed to channeling your energies into existing theater companies?
Andrew's insane.
Andrew, would you like to defend yourself?
No.
That is an apt description. I had been having discussions with other people who ended up being the other founding members of the theater company for a number of months. Mm-hmm. About, you know, what would a really good theater company look like? What would it take to run a theater company? We all have, you know, we all have theories about how theater companies should be run. And we all have, as actors, we all have stories about theater companies where we didn't enjoy working there. And the driving idea behind it was to be able to, I believed that it was possible to run a small non-equity theater company and still pay everybody and treat all the people who worked with us the way that we all wish that we got treated every time we went to a theater to work.
Yeah.
So that you didn't need to be a big union house in order to do the what I consider and we all consider the barest minimum of how to treat the people that work for you.
Which is basically treat your artists with respect and make sure that they get paid. And, you know, don't have to do the grunt work all the time and are kept happy.
Very good. All very sound principles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Jessica, what does the name Eclectic Full Contact Theater mean?
So we wanted to be sure that, we wanted to do the shows that we wanted to do. We didn't want to fall into a niche. So as so many other theater companies do, you know, they're the ones that do plays adapted from literature or all musicals or stuff like that. And we just wanted to do what we wanted to do. So, you know, we toyed with becoming Jamada, which was the first initials of all of our names, which, you know, I threw out One Sock Productions because that was just silly and fun. But we became Eclectic because we were going to do anything. and that was eclectic. The full contact came from us wanting to really reach out to the public and let them into our process, invite them to our read-throughs. I think we've always pretty much kind of live-streamed our read-throughs.
Oh, very neat.
We've invited the public to our tech rehearsals and done a lot of videos letting them in to see our rehearsal process and stuff. So that's the full contact. Some people are like, what? Do they fight each other? Do they do MMA? No. We just want to reach out and let people see the process.
So the full contact is more a sense of open.
Yes.
Okay, openness.
All absolutely, right. Absolutely.
Now, Andrew, Chicago Theater Review stated that Eclectic Full Contact Theater is one of Chicago's most consistently excellent storefront companies.
Woohoo!
All right. Now, you are now in your ninth season. Can you walk me through some of the plays that you've put on to establish this kind of winning reputation?
We've done a lot.
We've done some eclectic shows.
Yes, some of the ones that have garnered like really great notices and we got a really our first season. We did not only 6 Degrees of Separation, which got very good reviews, but we also did the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged.
Nice.
Which played both in the city and out in Arlington Heights at the Metropolis. Mm-hmm. We did that.
We've been very lucky to have a wonderful partnership with Metropolis.
Metropolis is one of my favorite theater companies. Yeah. They're just wonderful.
Our first three seasons, we took our summer show out there every summer to sort of extend our summer run out there. We've done three of our shows have garnered Jeff recommendations. Mm-hmm. Take Me Out, The Seagull, and
History Boys.
And Gideon's Knot.
Gideon's Knot, of course.
Right. And we, one of our founding members, Michael Woods, was nominated for The Seagull.
Nice.
We've done one musical,
We've done two.
We did?
Naked Boys.
Oh, Naked Boys Singing. We did Naked Boys Singing, but we did Make Me a Song, which is a review of William Finn music.
Which was basically just to keep me happy.
Yeah. Jess was like, I want to sing.
I need to sing something, guys, please.
But we've done that. We've done two adaptations of two presentations of Shakespeare with an 80s themed As You Like It and a Depression era Richard III.
Oh, nice.
Which Andrew was amazing as Richard III.
Both of those got very good notices. We've done a little bit of everything. We've done everything from Neil Simon to
Tennessee Williams.
You mean Chekhov.
I mean Arthur Miller.
And Arthur
is
Miller.
What I mean.
Yes. Arthur Miller and Tennessee Williams are the same person.
I'm still asleep.
We've done two world premieres as well. We've done a show in our second season called Unshelved and about early onset Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And we did a show called The
Secret of the Biological Clock.
2 years ago, which was a brand new script, which was sort of like Nancy Drew grows up and goes back home. We really have focused on trying to be as, no pun, eclectic as possible. We just want to do, as long as there's a good story in it, that's really what we're looking for.
So is there any kind of guiding system to the selection of plays?
Recently, we've kind of rebranded a little bit, and we've been doing we've gone back to just doing two shows rather than three. So our first show has been
a public domain,
and then we've done a new work that got a little bit messed up this last year. We did have two shows that were going to be the same that same system. So which we were unfortunately unable to do, but that's something that we did for 2 years. Yes, mm-hmm. with Dear Brutus by J.M. Barrie. And then following that, we did Secret of the Biological Clock.
And then we did
Richard III. And we were going to do a wonderful show called Rough Guide to the Underworld, which is a new work. But unfortunately, we had to cancel that one.
Yeah. The other thing that has been, as Jess pointed out, we've rebranded. We're now on our. I am the third artistic director of Eclectic in our 8 years, 9 years. And what we've kind of done is not only shifted to the two show model, but we're also, as I believe a lot of Chicago theaters are and should be, we're focused now on trying to find shows that tell more diverse stories and cast them more diversely or cast shows that are classics in a more diverse and more representative way.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andrew, as the third artistic director, the buck really stops with you. What is your personal background in theater that led you to Chicago and to starting this theater company? What's your background in theater?
I came to theater relatively late, from what I understand by talking to other actors. I didn't start.
I mean, especially from me, who was doing it in the womb.
Yeah, I did my first play in high school, and found it until that point, I was going to be a concert cellist.
And, so he was still performing.
Yeah, but I discovered that it was far more fun to be on stage doing shows. So I decided that's what I wanted to do. I did not major in that in college. I majored in philosophy, which is the only degree less useful than a theater degree. But after college, I did an apprenticeship at the Flat Rock Playhouse in North Carolina, which was wonderful, working in summer stock for a summer. And there I auditioned for and got accepted to the, I'm not making this up, the Burt Reynolds Institute for Theater Training in South Florida.
Nice.
And spent a year down in South Florida eating, sleeping, breathing theater, being taught by Burt and a lot of his friends, because he had a theater down there. And just sort of learning the ins and outs of we ran equity schedules, we ran 8 shows a week. So I'd spent a year doing that and then stayed down in South Florida for 7 years working around there, and then decided to move to Chicago for the weather. Look, I'm from outside of Milwaukee. I don't understand why anybody stays down in Florida at all. It's like a sauna, but you know, I'm Irish. My people, we don't do humidity. So I moved back to Chicago in 2002, bounced around a lot of theaters and working, and then, like I said, just decided,
let's do the thing.
Let's just do the thing. Let's give it a shot and see how it goes. I've always been like that. I've always been sort of like, well, you know, how hard can it be? Let's give it a try. So, you know, it's and in that time, I've also taught. I've also written plays and things like that. So I've directed. The apprenticeship program down in South Florida was great because you work every single aspect of theater. So I've hung lights, I've done sound, I've stage managed, I've all that stuff. So I've had a really wonderfully rounded experience.
You directed a production for Eclectic.
I did. I directed Spinning into Butter, which starred Jessica and got wonderful reviews. I mean, it was a great show. And so that's...
You also wrote an adaptation for Eclectic?
Yeah. We partnered with... have I introduced you to Jessica Lauren Fisher, my agent?
I'm sorry.
No, we did. I co-authored, or I
we
wrote and co-produced, we co-produced with Metropolis a production of Christmas Carol. The one year that they didn't do Christmas Carol as their main stage show, we did it as sort of their school show. They did the It's a Wonderful Life radio program as their main stage that year. So I wrote an adaptation of that, and I kind of stick my oar into everything. I have, you know, now having run a theater company, I'm also, dear Lord, help me, learning about digital marketing and sound editing and all that other stuff. So it's great.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today I'm joined by Andrew Pond and Jessica Lauren Fisher of Eclectic Full Contact Theater. For information on this heralded Jeff-nominated theater company, visit eclectictheater.com. Now, Jessica, can you give our audience a little background on your theatrical background?
Oh, dear. Ricky Lee, do you really want me to do that? I mean, we only have a half hour. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing. That sounded terrible. As I said, I was pretty much born doing theater. My mom worked at a theater as I was growing up. So, you know, what do you do with the kid except take her to classes? So I did my first commercial when I was 7. I have basically been doing nothing else all my life. But the best part about starting this company is, even though I went to school, got my degree in acting and directing, I started teaching theater. I've been producing the shows. I've been doing props. I've been choreographing the shows. I've been doing things that I never thought I would do. I never thought that I would be on the other side. And doing casting, I never thought I'd be on that side of the table. And it's so fun and rewarding to go into the theater and see the cast that I helped put together and have the director go, yeah, this is absolutely right. And to see the set that I helped decorate and the props that I helped make. It's amazing. It's amazing. When we did Naked Boys Singing, it was out of my comfort zone, let me say. And David, who was our artistic director at the time, said, Jessica, would you feel comfortable choreographing it? And I said, absolutely not. No, thank you. And he asked somebody else, and that person said that they were unavailable. So he came back to me and asked me, and I was like, I guess I'm doing it. And choreographing that show, excuse me, I mean, those gentlemen, those men were like my, I don't want to say my children, that's inappropriate, but they they were my boys. They were my best friends. I loved them. I loved working with them. I loved giving them my choreography. And I was so proud of that show that I was just so terrified of taking on. It's just been so rewarding.
So let's dive into what Eclectic Full Contact Theater is doing now with a full season of audio dramas.
Yeah.
Now, there are a total of 5 serialized audio series that you're developing, if I'm correct. The Half Hour Audio Hour, Deep Shadows, Bloody Bay, Monocyte, and Cluster F-Word. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was like, oh, we can't say that on the radio, can we?
No.
Well, first, let's talk about the Half Hour Audio Hour. What is it all about?
The Half Hour Audio Hour is a monthly anthology podcast. So there's one episode per month, and each episode will feature a different 10 to 30 minute script that has been adapted as an audio drama, and by a different playwright each month. It was developed primarily to highlight playwrights. When we put out calls to find writers for the series, the serialized, the other 4 that you mentioned, we got a lot of people who were just sending us short scripts. And so I thought, we're getting some wonderful work. Why not do an anthology on top of everything else? Because as Jess pointed out, I'm crazy.
Ricky Lee, you've got some short scripts, I think.
Yes, I do. Andrew, have you met my agent, Jess?
Yeah, I was going to say. You know what? I'm fine with it. Those percentages go to help pay our rent. But the plan was, because we were getting these wonderful scripts, I was, well, let's highlight a different playwright every month. And because, you know, this was happening, we developed these projects at the same time that, you know, during lockdown, there was a lot of conversation in the Chicago theater community about representation and diversity and accountability from organizations. My thought was we should utilize these projects, and especially the anthology, to highlight writers who don't get produced mm-hmm. as much mm-hmm. in theater. So that's why it focuses on women, BIPOC, and or LGBTQ+ playwrights. So that's what is going on with the half hour audio hour. That's what that is. It's really just to try to get as many new different playwrights out into people's consciousness as we can.
Yeah. And the first one out of the gate for the half hour audio hour is Breaks. Is that correct?
That yes. is correct. Yeah, that is running. That is up right now. So yeah, that on all podcast sites.
And give me an idea of the storyline.
Breaks follows the story of a rapper named Alfie X, who is a rapper with a very widespread mainstream popularity. His publicist at one point says, "Do you know how many of your fans are middle class white kids?" So that kind of artist. And following an incident where the police shoot an unarmed black man, he makes. And we never hear what the statement was. We don't know what he actually said, because the play starts after this. But he apparently went on live TV and he made a very out of character statement about the shooting. And so the play follows the aftermath of that and how he's being pulled in two different directions. His publicist is saying, "You got to make an apology. You got to walk these statements back. You're losing followers." And on the other side, he's like, "But this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just sort of like slide by." And so that's the push and pull of Breaks.
Okay. And Breaks was written by Chris Eli Black. Did you mm-hmm. recruit Chris or did Chris come to you?
Chris was somebody that we found for another project that didn't get off the ground, unfortunately. But he sent us that script while we were still talking about the other project, and because I had told him that we had an anthology, and so he sent that script, and I read it, and I was like, "This has to be done." And not only does it have to be done, I there was no other choice in my mind for the one to kick off the podcast. I mean, with everything that was going on in the summer, which is when we were developing these, I was like, this is so incredibly timely, and these are ideas that we need to talk about, you know, in a country where celebrities and artists and sports figures are very often chastised for speaking out as human beings about anything. I mean, you know, look what happened to Kaepernick. Look what, you know, people being told to shut up and dribble. You know, I mean, these are things that are going on, and so it was hands down what we needed to start with.
And where can people go to listen to the half hour audio hour?
We are on pretty much any major podcast site. We're on Apple, we're on Spotify, we're on Google, we're on even more less well-known ones. We're on
Stitcher,
Radio Public, we're on pretty much anywhere. And you can also listen directly on our host site, which is redcircle.com.
Okay.
So if you go there, not only can you listen to the episodes, but you can also help support them and sponsor them through a donation if you feel like you'd like to. Please do, everybody. But yeah, that's you go to any major podcast site and type in Half Hour Audio Hour and it should pop up.
And then is there access to that through your website, eclectic-theater.com?
Yes. You can definitely we have an entire section now we dubbed it the Eclectic Podcast Network.
Yeah.
You go to our website, you can go there and there's click-throughs for all of our series, both the Half Hour Audio Hour and the ones coming up that are launching in March.
Fantastic. Well, we're almost out of time. So let me just say that you've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, my guests have been Andrew Pond and Jessica Lauren Fisher of the Jeff-nominated theater company Eclectic Full Contact Theater. For information, visit eclectic-theater.com. Andrew and Jessica, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I hope you'll come back and join us again for some more time.
We would love to. Thank you so much for having us. This has been an absolute blast.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 100%.
I wish you the very best success, and I do hope we have you back on the show soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.